I'm Andrea Chalfin with 91.5 KRCC News. Improving roads, easing traffic congestion, and making broadband available to all parts of Colorado are some of Governor John Hickenlooper's top priorities for the upcoming legislative session that begins today. 91.5 KRCC Capitol reporter Benta Berkland has more.
Hickenlooper will again deal with a split legislature with Republicans in control of the Senate and Democrats the House. But he believes this is the year that lawmakers in both parties will come together and reach a compromise on how to pay for transportation.
Every year that goes by, not only does the congestion get worse, but the cost of solving building the infrastructure goes up. In other words, we're falling further behind.
The governor has also pledged to stand strong on the environmental regulations he's backed and the state's health care exchange. He says if Congress makes changes that he feels create problems in Colorado, he will raise his voice loudly. For 91.5 KRCC News, I'm Benta Berkland at the state capitol.
The governor has stepped back from issuing an executive order on greenhouse gas emissions. An initial damage estimate to the El Paso County Courthouse after Monday's windstorm comes to about $24,000 in emergency repairs. The county says that number is likely to significantly increase as additional assessments occur. The courthouse reopened yesterday and additional roof repairs are expected today. A high wind warning remains in effect for the I-25 corridor and west through noon today. This is 91.5 KRCC News.